611 1320 WILS. I want to get now the take from right here at the Capital Region International Airport. The Director of Market Development there, Nicole Nall Williams, is with us here on WILS. Thank you for joining us, Nicole.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, what did you think when you heard a bit about the attack this morning?
You know, I think the first thing is our thoughts and prayers go out to the officer that was injured and his family and friends and, you know, of course, our friends at the Flynn Airport. So it's sounds like things of the surgery was done and there was some positive results, right. I guess, from that. But
in terms of security here in Lansing, Nicole, how would you describe how you would deal with this kind of attack at the Capital Region International Airport?
Well, I think it goes back to making sure that we're prepared for these types of situations. Just as a situation occurs, you're in a public location, being an airport, something similar to being like in a mall. We have procedures and policies that are put in place. We have cameras to be able to monitor and see things that are happening within the terminal. Mm-hmm. And we're prepared to respond to a situation like this.
I think this was a Michigan State Police officer in Flint, right? I believe so, that was attacked?
I believe, but I don't have any further details.
In terms of the police presence, how would you describe it at our airport here in Lansing?
Well, we have officers that are in the terminal. I mean, we're prepared for a situation that could happen in the terminal area where the passengers are, as well as being prepared for situations that could happen on the airfield side where airplanes are coming and going. And of course, there's cameras throughout the airport terminal, and there's really not a place within the airport terminal that is not in view of cameras.
Yes.
I think the important thing is, you know, as travelers are coming and going from airports, not just Lansing, but any airport, you have to make sure that if you see something that seems alarming, you've got to say something. You've got to notify, you know, whether it be somebody at TSA, an airline employee, a car rental employee, make somebody aware if you see something that is alarming or something of concern.
Yeah, we just had Kevin Millott on. He said that ICE has declared today a day to attack. Now, when these kinds of things are out there, are you informed at the airport to be extra cautious?
Well, we're definitely informed and aware of, you know, as soon as the situation happened, we were aware of it right away. But it's, and I think I would imagine our officers are maybe a little bit more alert and aware to it. And I think it's the same thing for our travelers, you know, as they're coming and going. But procedures and training, those pieces are already put in place. And, you know, it's a sad situation that occurred today, a disturbing situation, I should say. And you know, we're wishing all the best for the officer that was injured.
Nicole Nall Williams, Director of Market Development at the Capital Region International Airport, right here on WILS. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.